My name is Geir Wigan. I'm a professor in geography. I work at the Faculty of Education at Hedmark University College.
I am Kari Næss. I'm a colleague of Gerd's here in teacher education, and my field is education.
We have looked at how interactive whiteboards can support dialogic learning spaces in primary schools. The interactive whiteboard is sold as a learning artifact, and there are three types of interaction which is possible using this board: technical interactivity, that physical interactivity, and conceptual interactivity.
It matters how students talk with another. Three kinds of talks are identified here: disputational, competitive talk, the cumulative talk, where they build on each other, and exploratory talk, where they together dive into themes to find out more. We did a small study in primary schools in our area to find out about how, what happened. The findings were, in short,
Finding one, we saw a lot of technical interactivity. That means the teacher is in front of the interactive whiteboard leading the talks. Finding two, physical interactivity. As you see on this picture, students are invited to touch the board and solve problems and challenges. Finding three, conceptual interactivity. We saw very little of that. But here is a picture illustrating a rare example of this, where you see that the students and the teachers are discussing.
So to sum up, we did see much technical interaction with teacher in front of class, as well as much of the physical interactivity where learners touched the board, but few examples of conceptual interaction. Corresponding with the forms of dialogue we observed between the students, we did not see any examples of exploratory talks, cumulative talks. We did see no disputational talk either, but our question is, how can this artifact be used to support exploratory talks between the learners?